on catastrophe. Each summer was a mystery, each pool a chance, each poem a secret. But after unbuilding comes the building, a reversal of what is expected to take place. O aquatic typewriter that types lines between the lines, keep love alive while the typing lasts. At a time when the poem, knowledge and perception, like an artificial pond, unattended, algae dense, is murky, sans mercy, sans transparency. In what way, one wonders, should one proceed then towards the poem's seabed, the final resting place of these conflicting conversations, the poem, our Ithaca, the poem, our swimming pool, the poem, our shared fluid tomb, whose geography or borders we don't yet know or see? I mean, a writing that calls for thinking, the one that tickles souls? How can the anonymous swimmers, the posthumous lovers, recognize shapeless, muffled symbols underwater? Is one's own inner global disaster, one's private history, auto-nautical crisis, lighter, flimsier, even faster when occurring and or experienced as a swimming pool event? And if so, with what methods does the water typist underwater type absurdities, ambiguities, unnameables, micro and macro climaxes of this summer vis-a-vis, heart-to-heart between two irreconcilable cartographed others, and disentangle entangled cyclops and other species of figures of speech in aqua, in the liquefied poem? What is the ultimate point? How will we make sense of the amorous swimmers' incomprehensible, incompatible discourse? For them, each summer offered a mystery, each pool a chance, each poem a secret, each chance a call for comprehension, for a thinking, feeling thought en route again to Sebald's East Anglian melancholic seashore, which now in our poor aporia will be our assembly point, where we finally gather ourselves together in an ideal marginality at the edge of this island, in the absolute horizontality where one needs to apologize to the other retrofuturistically, in a one-way correspondence for anything one once will or would have said before. For all the tricks and all the foul play, all the cheating, all the double meaning, always somehow ahead of oneself in the past. The calligrapher thinks, might you call it being under duress, the closest perhaps we could ever get to the other's catastrophe, the fictitious, cataclysmic event, would be to picture the writer, the other, the amorous lover, on his final death drive, if you will, in Norfolk towards your seashore, camera attached to his smart forehead when his car crashes with a lorry in Porringlen on the Lowestoft Road in the midst of his East Anglian mindscape. And then imagine you, the alternative other, were you to watch it back on YouTube and immediately as experience a priori, yet right after the event, you'd report it back to the world. After building comes the unbuilding. So what shall we talk about in our last summer discourse? And when and where shall we meet our own event? At what detour? At what passage? It'll soon turn into a game of one-player chess, you see, the game of lonely typing, thinking against time. And although the claviature now almost animate and intimate, if you will, script made unfamiliar or even uncanny, like the strange familiarity of swimming in a swimming pool, immersive perhaps in order to impress the silent literatist, the wordless letterist, the deaf typist, the posthumous co-author, the dead reader, if you will, our inner paralytic, numb, armchair psychotherapist. Perhaps we could proceed on the meridian instead, eventually always returning to where we started, with nothing said, felt, thought, not to have moved an inch, collectively, dialogically or otherwise? Or should we today, if you will, perhaps move with the movement of a perplexed swimmer or some kind of paraphyletic mammal in water, as if swimming to and fro in our story, a local swimming pool, fins turned backwards towards the past, yet body propelled unstoppably into the future, shifting, thinking, swimming, remembering even inch by inch ahead of ourselves in time, a centaur or an amphibian, a one-eyed aquatic flaneur, half here, semi there, flight tipped somewhat sideways in horizontal, historic, histrionic here and nows. It's not the vision, but the motion, Aristotle writes. Not comedy, but tragedy that renders absolute completion to the play. Without our inner catastrophic lover, we are lost forever.